You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, and we are looking forward to this Friday night. Cool stuff happening in the Miami Valley. There is a very cool show at Blind Bob's. It is the album release for To No End. They're live in the studio here in just a few minutes. So stick around. You're going to want to hear them, and we'll give you a little taste of the album. It's also a big night for another band on that bill. Our good friends, the 1984 Draft, have something kind of special happening that night, and we want you all to come out and support To No End and William the Accountant, who's also on the bill, and 1984 Draft. So I called up Joe Anderl earlier today to give us the scoop on what's happening. So here's a little bit of my conversation with Joe. It's been a little while since last we talked, and I know that you played Holidayton, and you have been finishing up some things. But tell me what you've been up to musically for the past couple months since we last checked in.
Well, we've kind of had some big happenings going on. So first, we finally released our new album, Return to Tallboy Mountain. So it is available at the 1984 draft.bandcamp.com for free. So people can listen to that. Secondly, about 2 months ago, we got a really strange email. I'm sitting in a meeting, and my drummer sends me a text, and it's like, "Have you seen our Facebook today?" And I'm like, "No. You know, why? You know, is there something weird in there?" And he's like, "Just check it when you get out." I was like, "Okay." So I get out of the meeting. I go back to my desk. I open it up. There's this note from some guy at NFL Films, and it says, "Hey, we're doing a documentary on the 1984 NFL draft and would love to include you. You know, please contact me at blank@NFL.com. Sitting there, and I'm thinking, this has to be a joke. This just has to be like one of my friends messing with me. So I immediately Google the guy's name, and it turns out he's totally legit. He's a senior producer at NFL Films. So I emailed him. He emailed back, and within like 5 minutes, and got the ball rolling to now where NFL Films is coming to town on Friday to do an interview with the band and then to film a live portion of the show Friday night at Blind Bob's to include in the documentary.
Now, I know you said you thought this was a joke when you got the email, which I totally would have too. Back when you originally named the band 1984 Draft, and I know for a little bit that NFL was in there.
Yes.
Were you thinking in terms of, the actual 1984 Draft? Were you thinking in those sports terms, or was it just, kind of this great phrase that sounded good for a band name? I mean, how much of that, the actual draft, was in your thinking when you named the band?
The actual draft was the whole reason I actually named the band that. I've grown up a huge Nebraska Cornhusker fan. Both my parents are from Nebraska. My entire extended family originated out of Nebraska. So when you're a military child and you move all over the country, you don't have that kind of grasp to a team. Like, if you lived in Ohio all your life, you tend to like the Buckeyes or the Bengals or something. But when you move all over the country, being a military kid, you don't have that. But for me, that was always the Huskers, because that was something I could watch with my dad and my grandpa. And so I've kind of kept that through my life. And yeah, I mean, even with some of our songs, you'll see where, like, there's a lot of football references, and there's a lot of Nebraska references. And I think that's just because of the way I grew up. So anyways, the 84 draft was the only NFL draft that had two Nebraska Cornhuskers drafted number one and two, who happened to be Irving Fryer and Dean Steinkuhler. So we are 100% named after the actual football draft because of my love for Nebraska football.
And do you think that most of your fans around here realize that connection, or have you been telling people about the NFL wanting to film the band and all that? And have people been surprised? Are other people making that connection too?
People who know me completely understand it, because they know my obsession for Husker football. People who I'm just meeting, I will tell them the story, and they're like, "Oh, that makes perfect sense." and you know, what a cool opportunity to get. So I think some people are a little surprised that someone in an indie rock band is obsessed with college football, but you know, to each their own. You know, everyone has different things that they're super into, and one of mine in life happens to be Husker football.
So tell me about the show. Obviously, we want to get a big crowd showing for the cameras and all that, but it's going to be a really great lineup.
Yeah, To No End is putting out their album, so that's pretty great for them. I'm excited for those guys. And then William the Accountant is coming to play, and we were kind of a last-minute addition because of the scheduling that we had to do with, you know, the various crews and whatnot. So we'll be opening the night at 10 p.m., and the film crew's getting there at 9. So, you know, obviously we want people there from the beginning to the end. That way every band has a lot of people to play to.
And do you have a sense of when this will be released, or when people will get to see it, or have they even given you that kind of?
The documentary is set to air in April.
Okay.
So that's when the NFL draft is every year, and this year will be the 30th anniversary of the 1984 draft. So I don't have the exact dates yet, but it's tentatively set to air in April on the NFL Network.
And then moving forward, what's next for the 1984 draft moving into the spring?
On the 19th of January, so a week after the show, we're going into the studio with Micah Carley from Hawthorne Heights to record a 3-song EP that will be released in accompaniment with the airing of the documentary. It's our 3 songs about football, and the EP is entitled Bo Jackson Up the Middle. So we're excited to get that done and get that out too. And then from there, we'll just kind of see where it goes. I think we're going to take a little bit of a break. Towards the end of last year, we picked up a little bit. And, you know, with it being winter, I tend to like to get into writing mode again so that we can finish up writing Return to Tallboy Mountain again, which will be the follow-up album to Return to Tallboy Mountain.
My conversation with Joe Andrel. 1984 Draft will be playing Friday night at Blind Bob's. NFL Films will be there shooting for the aforementioned documentary. And you know who else is going to be there? William the Accountant and To No End, who will be celebrating their album release. They're going to be playing live for us here in just a moment. First, let's take a listen to this one from 1984 Draft's Return to Tallboy Mountain album. This is Kaleidoscope on WISO.
Every day I look more like my father's son.